Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line our good friend Dave von Kleist. We're going to be talking about the updated edition of In Plain Sight. In other words, this is what, got 20 or 30 minutes more of film footage there, Dave?
Yeah, something like that. About 24 minutes, 25 minutes thereabouts.
All right, fine. Of course, this really goes into what happened on September 11th. Now, September 11th was a watershed event. It is being used to justify going to war with Afghanistan to get rid of the wicked Osama bin Laden, who, incidentally, we had financed all during the 1980s, according to Professor Mahmoud Mahmoud, I believe that's the way you pronounce it anyway, who wrote this recent article I was just talking about in Foreign Affairs magazine, that we financed Osama bin Laden, the whole Al-Qaeda movement, and now, of course, we're telling the American people that they attacked us on September 11th, and certainly we're going to have to go to war, first of all, with Afghanistan, and then we don't try to get Osama bin Laden, then we go to war with Iraq, and things go from bad to worse, and more American boys die, and more are wounded, and more are coming home with strange diseases that nobody quite seems to understand, and dying of a type of eosinophil granuloma, or pneumonia. But what really happened on September 11th? So you see, that's in the distant past, and we tend to focus on the present rather than the past. And David's done a wonderful job of getting more information on what really happened that morning. And as you see his video, you'll suddenly realize that we've been lied to. So pick up the story there, David.
Oh, that's an awful broad brush to pick up the story. I mean, there's just so much that that is subterfuge, propaganda, and basically flat-out lies about September 11th. And I'm not saying this. I mean, there are so many people out there that want to look and investigate so they can find out, quote-unquote, what really happened. And it's just, there are so many people out there that, well, I'll tell you what, I'm sort of, I have so many different thoughts. You painted a brush, and I'm sorry, I have a strange connection here. I heard a buzz. Am I still with you?
You're still with me, and we'll call you back in just a couple of minutes when we go to a break. But right now, you go ahead and do the best you can.
Okay. Well, there are several different thoughts that come to mind. First of all, we all know that the events of September 11th, the attacks themselves had to have been a mammoth undertaking. That is, if we think outside of the box and think along the lines that if this was not simply the result of some extremists hijacking planes, if we think outside the box and say, look, if this was a black operation, some sort of a clandestine operation, for whatever reason, and we can get into those reasons, and I think we can explain those fairly succinctly a little bit later. But if this is a clandestine operation, common sense would dictate that the event itself, the attacks themselves, would be a mammoth undertaking that would take years of planning. And that would only represent one-third of the effort into the plans for September 11th. The second area of planning would obviously have to be having a rabbit trail, having a boogeyman, having an Osama, a Taliban, an Al-Qaeda, somebody to blame it on. They have to be able to have a patsy. And that's why sometimes people refer to Osama as Osama Earl Ray Sirhan McVeigh Oswald bin Laden.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dave Van Kleist, who does the Power Hour every morning with his wife, Joyce Riley, and they do a great, great job, and I've been on their program many times. Only today we're going to have Dave on again, and we're going to, of course, once again cover his video in plain sight, but it's been added to. They've got about 24, 25 minutes more than they did on the original document, and here you'll actually see the pictures from reliable sources of what really happened that day on September 11th, and there's so many unanswered questions. In fact, that's really part of the problem. There's so many unanswered questions, you don't know where to start. I would like to start with Building 7. There is no instance in all recorded history where a steel-reinforced building came down because of a fire. And yet, that building came down. It came down from the bottom, not from the top, where supposedly most of the diesel fuel was stored, but it came down from the bottom. And if you've ever seen a picture of a building coming down from demolition, that was it. And Larry Silverstein, and you'll hear him on the actual tape saying why the fire department, I told him to go ahead and pull the building. To go ahead and pull the building. That's a phrase used to say, we're going to take the building down. So you saw Building 7 come down. How did they get the explosives in there to take the building down? Why didn't they let the fire burn itself out? No other building has ever come down like that. Of course, no other building has ever come down like the Twin Towers. Pick up the story from there, Dave.
Well, there are many different questions about Building 7. As you pointed out, Larry Silverstein made the admission, and that was a PBS television special called America Rebuilds. It was just over a year ago that he made that statement, that there was such terrible loss of life, and they decided to pull it, as you said. And, of course, on September 11th, with the mayhem and chaos that was occurring right after the North and South Towers were struck, are we to believe that they had the time to go in there and examine the support columns and the girders and figure out which areas would need explosive charges and then bring in the explosive charges and wire them and make sure everything was all set before they pull. I mean, this is something that takes weeks of planning.
And you certainly don't do that when the building is on fire.
Absolutely not. But one of the clips that we were able to find, and this was one of the clips that we found after the original release of 9/11 in plain sight, and it is included in the 9/11 in plain sight director's cut, the DVD, we were able to find an aerial shot. The helicopters, of course, were flying around the towers as they were smoking, and for the various networks. Well, one of the networks had been sending back raw footage, and one of the camera angles clearly shows both North and South Towers still smoking, and in the foreground is Building 7.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, I guess this evening is Dave Van Kleist, and he's talking about what happened on September 11th, and there is aerial photography, which is in the new video, and this helicopter is flying overhead, and they're taking pictures, and they can see the Twin Towers, and then they can see in the foreground a building number 7. Remember, Building 7 is about a block and a half away from the Twin Towers. There's another Building 6 is in between, so pick up the story from there, David.
Well, right. There was an aerial photograph taken from one of the many helicopters that were, assigned to the various networks. And this one new clip that we have come across, thanks to the listeners of the Power Hour, clearly shows both North and South Towers standing and smoking. Now, of course, we were told that Building 7 collapsed at 5:20 p.m. in the afternoon of September 11th because of the fact that it was damaged by debris from the collapse of the towers. Now, if that is the story, then why is it that in this clip, and this again is while both towers are clearly standing, you can see the North Tower smoking from the upper floors, and then the South Tower, of course, was hit about halfway up, and there's no disputing or no refuting the fact that both towers are still standing. And when you look at Building 7 in the foreground, it's very clear to see that smoke was rising from Building 7, and this is, again, before the collapse of either tower. So the question is, why was Building 7 smoking if we were told that the sole reason it had collapsed was because of its being struck by debris? This video clearly shows both towers standing and the building is smoking away. And then there's also a photograph that was published in many of the magazines, and it clearly shows that North Tower is still standing and the South Tower is in the process of collapsing. We all remember that horrifying sight of the building mushrooming its debris cloud as it came crashing down. Well, the South Tower is about halfway through the process of collapse. And in this photograph, you can clearly see that there is smoke all around the base of the tower area. Question, where did this smoke come from if we're dealing with a simple airplane strike with the both North and South Towers? So there are many questions that are being raised by more photographs and more video footage that are little by little being uncovered. Now, again, I want to point out to the listeners that, sure, there are plenty of conspiracy theories out there. But please keep in mind that a theory is a theory for the reason that there is no evidence to support it. Once you have evidence, it is no longer a theory. So for those of you that want to dismiss this and would be much happier to remain in your comfort zone by denying that any of this could be true, well, then go ahead. But the simple fact is that this is photographic and video evidence. It is not refutable. This is very easily confirmable. And the video footage and clips that are included in our video presentation, 911, in plain sight, the director's cut, are verifiable. They are not altered. Nothing has been changed. Now, there are some folks that are trying to say that we've altered photographs and doctored photographs and manipulated the footage. I absolutely and categorically deny at any point was any of the footage changed in any way. This comes directly from the networks.
All right, fine. Well, I think that it should be so obvious. You know, it should be obvious to everybody there was a conspiracy that morning. You either believe the government's story of the conspiracy, that there were 19 Arab hijackers, 50 of them from Saudi Arabia, who conspired to hijack four airplanes and crash two of them into the World Trade Center, one of them into the Pentagon, and perhaps the other into the White House. That was a conspiracy to do that.
Well,
they were successful. Either they were successful or we have been told is not true, and there was another conspiracy operating.
Well, of course, and I want to jump in here. The USA Today newspaper does polls on almost a daily basis, and you can see them on the front page in the lower left corner. About a year and a half ago, they did a poll, and the question was, who do you trust? At the very bottom of the list was the United States government with a whopping 4%. Right behind them for a fight for the last place was the mainstream media with 6%. So if the overwhelming majority of the American people do not trust the networks or the government, then how do we explain that when somebody questions the networks or the government, they are immediately labeled as conspiracy theorists or wackos or extremists, and many people will flat out deny that any of this could possibly be true? It's just inconsistent with, like I said, with every poll. You can just ask about anybody that you want. When you go into the grocery store, the convenience store, when you go to the shopping center, just ask anybody. Say, hey, can I ask you a question? Do you trust the network news? And overwhelmingly, people will say, no, I can't. You can't trust them. And the same thing with the government. But these are the very same people that when you present to them an alternate theory, if you will, or you present to them in this, what we're doing in this case, presenting to them evidence. And this is hard evidence. This is not circumstantial evidence. This is clear, photographic, and video evidence that clearly shows that we were flat out lied to about the events of September 11th. In fact, this evidence is so compelling that some people are actually angered and upset when they see this, because of the fact that they realize that they have a choice. Now, people don't like to get forced out of their comfort zone, because when all of a sudden you realize what the truth is, that means you are now responsible. You have to do something about it. And let's face it, Stan, people in this world, well, unfortunately, they don't want to be responsible, because that means they're going to have to get up off of their big fat butt and do something. And unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of Americans in this country are lazy. And all you have to do to prove it is look what's going on right now in the Ukraine. They're having a second election. And why are they having a second election? Because those brave people, those souls, got out and they demonstrated, not just for a day and not just for a week, but for weeks in the freezing single-digit cold, because they knew that their election had been corrupted. And they forced a second election. Why is it in this country, where we're supposed to be the beacon of democracy and freedom, that we can't get off of our duffs and over an issue like voting or the 9/11 investigation or any issue for that matter. Americans have become so complacent and so adamantly apathetic that anybody that presents them with information that forces them to make a decision to get involved is either demonized, ridiculed, or dismissed as some sort of a wacko or an extremist.
Well, because here in this country, Dave, we have a controlled opposition. We have an anti-war movement that's tied into the communist movement, the socialist movement, and most people don't want to be associated with that.
Well,
without
that's
understanding,
true.
Of course, that the communists and socialists have been financed by the very same people that are financing the other side. It's the old dialectics. You have two forces in opposition.
Right, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because as I mentioned earlier, if this is a clandestine operation, a huge black budget operation with an unlimited funding, then common sense would dictate that this would have to be, the events of September 11th would have to be divided into three areas. The first area would be planning the events themselves, and that alone would be a mammoth undertaking requiring an untold amount of money and years of planning. But that would only represent one-third of the effort. The second third would have to be to plan the rabbit trail, to place a boogeyman, have somebody to blame on, to blame the events on. And that's why some people call Osama bin Laden, they say he's Osama, Earl Ray, McVeigh, Sirhan, Oswald, bin Laden. Now the third area, and this is very important, the third area of effort would be to have, as you just pointed out, a controlled opposition, a group of people that want to find out, and I quote, what really happened. Or they want to get to, quote, the real truth about what happened on September 11th. And they will investigate those terrorists, and they'll see what the financial ties were. Where did those terrorists get those money, and then all that money from? You know, the Halliburton, the Carlyle Group, the Bin Laden family, the Bush family. Yeah, that's it. It was. They were funded by, all of these businesses. And you see, the groups out there want people, the controlled opposition, want people to focus on the terrorists that did it. Those terrorists, where did they get their money from? And yeah, there's going to be a chum that's thrown in the water, a bone that's thrown to the dog to keep him busy. And this is what the controlled opposition is doing. Now along comes this video that says, excuse me, guess what? Maybe the terrorists were not the ones responsible. Maybe they were the ones that were set up. Now, this is not to say that Osama or the Taliban or Al-Qaeda are the good guys. They are certainly not. But I think that they were made into unwilling dupes, or unwitting dupes, I should say, when there was a much greater scheme that was going on behind closed doors. And this is exactly what this video indicates. Now, there are several things that really shock people when they see this video, and I'm sure that you'll agree that one of the most shocking pieces of footage here is not just what happened at the Pentagon, or shall I say, what didn't happen at the Pentagon, but the new photograph that we have found, and this was published on the inside of the cover of New York Magazine. And if you go to our website, 911inplainsight.com, and that's planesite.com, scroll down just a little bit, and you will see the cover of New York Magazine. It was published on September 24th of 2001. On the inside of the cover was a black and white photograph of the plane just before it slammed into the South Tower. The heading on the top of the page says, Ground Zero. We zoomed in on that belly of the plane, and when you look at a close-up of the belly of the plane, 100% of the people that we have talked to say that they see the same thing that I do. There's something attached to the belly of the plane.
Some sort of a pod.
Well, you can call it a pod.
Call it what you will.
Yeah, call it anything you want, but whatever the heck it is. Some folks say it's a missile. Some folks say it looks like a bomb. It could be a torpedo. We don't know what it is, but there is something. There is no doubt that there is something attached to the belly of that plane. And every single airline pilot, as a matter of fact, I talked to an airline pilot this afternoon, who has confirmed, after showing this video, I've been in touch with him for about 2 weeks now, and he has shown this to several other airline pilots, and every single one of them agree that they don't know what that is, but it should not be there.
Hold that thought for just a moment.
another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dave Van Kleist. Dave, I want you to get your telephone number and your email or your website up there now, and we'll try to get it up later. But let's just so I don't forget, let's go ahead and do it now.
Is 911inplainsight.com, and that's spelled PLANESITE.com. And for folks who would like to order a copy of the video, it is $20, and we encourage people to please make copies of this video. Now, Dr. Stan, you have seen the video, and you know this is no hokey production. There was a lot of effort that went into putting these clips together, and I really do think that, as a matter of fact, it's going through the process right now of possibly being shown at some of the major film festivals. So if you'd like to get a copy, you can call 866 866-773-9469. Again, that's 866-773-9469. And I should mention that I have with me, I just received in the mail about a week ago, a copy of this film in Japanese. There are some folks in Japan that have taken it upon themselves to re-edit the audio track and dub in Japanese, and also place Japanese subtitles underneath the video clips so that the Japanese people could understand what the reporters were saying, and also what George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and all the other video clips, what the audio track was saying in those clips. They are also in the process right now of translating this into Korean, Thai, and Chinese. There's also a Spanish version that has already been done. It's ready for release. We're just going into the duplication at this point. We're also in touch with some folks overseas that have taken it upon themselves, just like the Japanese, to begin the process of doing a release in Saudi Arabian, in Arabic, I should say, in Farsi, Hebrew, Italian, German, French, and Russian, and along with another four or five languages for the African nations that I can't even pronounce at this point.
Well, Dave, let's talk a little bit about the Pentagon, because my understanding was you were going to get the fire chief and a couple of the people who were there that morning, a couple of the firefighters, to do an interview for you, and just an hour before they were going to do the interview, the fire chief said he couldn't come,
and
the firemen were on indefinite leave. If there's nothing to hide, why are they hiding it?
That's exactly right. We had spoken to Fire Chief Jim Plower, who was the chief of Arlington National Fire Department. And they're the ones whose engine, fire truck, is in the video footage in this film. And they're the ones, as some folks may have seen it, the fire truck that was spraying the fire retardant foam on the front of the Pentagon, and the firemen who were pulling the hoses out and spraying down the Pentagon. And we had spoken to Chief Power, and he had agreed to come on the air along with two of the firefighters from his company. But 1 hour before going on the air, we called just to make sure that all the phone numbers were correct. He told us at that time, "I'm sorry that I won't be able to join you." And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry that you can't. Well, will the firefighters be able to call us?" And he said, "No, I'm sorry. They're going to be placed on indefinite leave." And that's the way it's been since then. So, as you pointed out, if there's nothing to hide, there's nothing to fear. And the information about the Pentagon, the photographs, the video footage is absolutely compelling. Now, you may recall in the first release of 9/11 in Plain Sight, there was a discussion about the American Society of Civil Engineers, who, in January of 2003, had released their report on the structural integrity of the Pentagon. And along with their book and report, there was an animated, computer-generated video that they had produced. And again, this came from the American Society of Civil Engineers at Purdue. Now, during their first release of In Plain Sight, we did not have access to that full footage. However, we were able to obtain that footage and have included it in the 9/11 In Plain Sight Director's Cut. Now, this piece of footage is very important because we're talking about the American Society of Civil Engineers at Purdue. And the release of this video and their report was touted on CNN and paraded on national television as, you know, of course, the definitive explanation as to how and why the building collapsed. And the simple fact that more people would have been killed had the building not been so heavily constructed. In this video clip, there are three glaring, irrefutable, and unmistakable mistakes. In fact, our director, William Lewis, when we first were watching this, when we first obtained this footage, one of his daughters, about 11 years old, was sitting in the living room when we played this video footage. And this little girl, right off the bat, recognized one of the first mistakes. Now again, this computer-generated animation shows the plane as it's in slow motion, comes in, and as they said in the video, takes out 50 support columns. Now, Stan, I hear the music coming. When we come back, wait till you hear these three mistakes.
All right, fine. And, of course, I think, why would they put out a computer-generated cartoon? Why they're trying to use a visual image to control your reality? We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Inward to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind you that Radio Liberty does carry both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Life water filters, and this is something really nice to have on hand. First of all, it'll clean up the taste of your water. It'll take out the herbicides and pesticides and bacteria and cryptosporidium and all those other things you don't want. And then, of course, why you can also get the... actually take out radiation. If you were in a situation where there was radiation, it would take out the particulate material that was there. And so really, I think a Big Berkey is a wonderful thing to have on hand. And of course, this is one advantage, is it'll take the fluoride out. And they're trying to fluoridate all the water. Do not then fluoridate your water. Now you have to get special, what we call post filters, PF4 for the Big Berkey, the PF2 filters for the Berkey Light. But you can see them at our website at RadioLiberty.com or call us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Davon Kleist, and we're talking about cartoon that the American Academy of Building Engineers or some organization like that actually had, and put it out. Why are they putting a cartoon out? Because they want, of course, to use that visual image to control your reality. So what were the errors that were there?
Okay, well, as they say, there can be a million lies, but there's only one truth. And I can't help but think that this video obviously was placed out there for public consumption. And there were three glaring mistakes in this video. And the first one, well, I can ask you, if you have a 757 jet airliner that's going to come into contact with a building, and in this case, the Pentagon, what is the very first point of contact that a plane will make when it hits a building? It has to be the exterior wall. Okay? And in this case, the Pentagon has walls that are 18.5 inches thick of steel-reinforced concrete, a rather significant obstacle to be negotiated by a 757. Well, in this computer-generated animation, there was no exterior wall. They simply showed this plane slamming into the building and starting to cut down support columns. Well, that's error number one. Error number two, as the plane enters the building, the tail section remained intact. Now, when you go back to the photographs and the video footage that was taken before the collapse of the outer ring, it's very clear to see that the upper floors were not damaged. There was not only was there no entry point for a tail section over 44 feet in height, but there was not even any impact marks in the upper floors. So that's glaring error number two. And this is the biggest error, number three, of all. The biggest and heaviest, most massive objects attached to a 757 are inarguably the engines. And in this computer-generated animation, the plane had no engines. So, you know, this whole report comes into question. Now, we've included that video footage along with the video footage that was broadcast. As a matter of fact, they rebroadcast this program on, I believe it was 1 week ago, tomorrow night. It's on National Geographic, and it's called Seconds from Disaster. And a week ago, they replayed their particular version of what happened at the Pentagon on September 11th. And in that particular television program, they too had a computer-generated animation, and they showed in theirs that as the plane came in, the wings broke and folded before the plane slammed into the outer ring. Furthermore, when the plane did enter the outer ring in their computer-generated animation, the plane completely disintegrated as it traveled through the first outer ring. Now, if the plane completely disintegrated, how could it possibly have continued on its path and created a 20-foot hole or a 16-foot hole through the second and third rings? So again, you can have a million lies, but you can only have one truth. So this is one of the other many different things that we've added into the director's cut. Now, most recently, before we run out of time, there is a lot of buzz right now on the Internet because of a slip of the tongue that was made by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld on the 24th, just a couple days ago on Christmas Eve. And we have that posted, and you can hear the audio. If you go to 911 in plain sight, you'll see a yellow banner there referring to Rumsfeld's slip of the tongue. Now, he stated that he was discussing the attacks on September 11th, you know, and the plane that hit the Pentagon and the plane that was shot down over Pennsylvania.
Shot down? Why, they told us that plane crashed spontaneously.
That's
you know,
right.
Let's roll, and the courageous passengers struggling with the Arabs, and
that's
eventually
right.
They lose control, and the plane crashes to the ground. And Donald Rumsfeld just made a slip and said the plane was shot down, because a lot of people think that plane was shot down, and they're not telling us the truth.
That's right. And this is not the first time this has happened with Mr. Rumsfeld. About a year or so ago, he also, in a press conference, had referred to the missile that hit the Pentagon. So, little by little, the truth is coming out. And this is why there are so many people out there the overwhelming majority of people are overjoyed with the release of the video 9/11 in plain sight, which is why there are so many international releases in the process of going out there. It's already out there. It's all over the world right now. We've been shipping copies of this video to every continent.
So, but of course, if this is really true, Dave, this is like the Gulf of Tonga incident that didn't occur. This is like the sinking of the Maine by the Spanish that didn't occur.
That's exactly
this
right.
This is like the atrocity stories they told us in the First World War to get the Americans to join the American Expeditionary Force and go over, and 125,000 American boys died for absolutely nothing in the First World War. Are you suggesting that this whole thing is contrived and for entirely different reasons than the American people have been told?
Well, common sense. I mean, let's face it. The biggest industry in the world is the defense industry, because the defense industry encompasses all the others. And that means that we have defense contractors that profit wildly from the war machine. Question. How do defense contractors guarantee profitability and job security? The obvious answer is to guarantee there is war. Well, if you look at the history of the United States for the past few years, the past couple decades, they haven't really been faring so well with defense contracting. And so what better way to increase their coffers than to increase the prospect of a war? And what better war to have than a global war, a war on terror against an enemy that has no country and no face and can strike at will in any corner of the globe? Now, if that's the case, then how would they do this, and why would they do this? Well, they say that if you forget your history, you're destined to repeat it. It's now becoming common knowledge, as you pointed out, that many of the major events that brought the United States into wars were contrived. Lieutenant Commander, or shall I say, retired Lieutenant Commander Ken Landis, has written a book about what happened at Pearl Harbor. He was there. And, of course, it's becoming common knowledge. There have been specials on National Geographic and the History Channel, and they refer to the attack on Pearl Harbor as not being the surprise that we were all told it was. They knew a couple of days ahead of time that it was coming. So they sacrificed 2,000 of our men and women in uniform to gain entry into the Second World War. This is now historical. Okay? Now we fast forward to 1961. I'm sure you and the listeners are well aware of the Northwoods documents, where the Joint Chiefs had spelled out plans for shooting down our own planes and sinking our own ships and having terrorist attacks on our own soil so that they could escalate hostilities towards Cuba during the missile crisis.
Well, if they aren't, why, we carry James Bamford's book, Body of Secrets, and actually if you get the syllabus that goes along with the Iraq the Untold Story report, we've completely duplicated the pages from this once top secret report that lays out how they were planning to kill Americans so that we could precipitate a war with Fidel Castro.
Right.
Well, thank goodness that John Kennedy wouldn't go along with it. Otherwise, we would have had a war against Kennedy in 61 or 62.
That's right. So if we couple what happened at Pearl Harbor, the Maine, and what happened with Northwoods, it should not be so hard to entertain the possibility that maybe, just maybe, the events of September 11th were planned well in advance and could well have been done by somebody other than the terrorists. Now, we owe it to ourselves as a country, and we owe it to the world to reopen the investigation into September 11th in light of this evidence that has been suppressed, and to hopefully stop what could escalate into a global thermonuclear nightmare. Because, let's face it, Dr. Stan, George Bush has been on television numerous times discussing a preemptive strike. We all hear about the axis of evil, North Korea, Iran, etc., etc. Now, what makes us think, now why are we so high and mighty in this country that we can't entertain the idea that these other countries are not looking at the United States considering the same option? Now, we've got to stop this madness, and we better get off of our apathy and off of our complacency and get involved. Because if we don't, then we have no business calling ourselves Americans. And for those of those folks out there that have those magnetic yellow ribbons on their cars, I can't tell you how upset that makes me, because many Americans think that's how they support the troops. They buy a ribbon and stick it on the car and that's it. Well, you don't support the troops by doing that. You support the troops and the Constitution by getting involved, having a voice and using it, being the first one on the dance floor, setting the example for everybody else and letting them know what it really is to be an American.
Well,
I will tell you that the people of Ukraine right now should be applauded, and they should be flying the stars and stripes right now, because they have the guts to go out there and force a new election that they knew was corrupted, and yet the American people can't do that for themselves.
Well, of course,
it's a bad day in America.
America will be the land of the free only as long as we are the home of the brave. And I really wonder, with what I see today, how many people really are brave enough to take a stand? Or are people so afraid of government, afraid of controversy, or they really don't value freedom enough to take a stand?
Well, unfortunately, you know, a lot of Americans have to wait for their own ox to be gored. And sadly, in many cases, they're just too ignorant to recognize when their own ox is being gored. And, you know, we're being forced now to sit at a table and weave the ropes that the powers that be are going to hang us with. And they're convincing many Americans that maybe it's a good idea for us to wear leg irons so that we won't get into trouble. Or maybe handcuffs would be a good thing because it would keep us out of trouble. And say, you know, maybe what we need is biochips. And maybe what we need to do is you know, register all of our possessions. I mean, this is how it's done, incrementally. It's the old boil the frog principle. And it's happening right before our eyes. Stan, on our radio show, you know that we have a lot of callers from all over the country. There's one woman that calls up, and I haven't heard from her in about a month and a half, but she is a sweet old German woman who's obviously an elderly woman, and she has come on numerous times, and I would say that 50% of the time she begins to cry. Because she tells us that she remembers the Holocaust. She remembers what it was like when Hitler was coming to power and how he did it. And she begins to cry and she says, it's happening now. It's happening again. Why doesn't America see it? Why don't the people rise up? What is wrong with them? And she's just terrified. She is just terrified.
Well,
and the thing is that she has every reason to be. She's not paranoid. Some people will say, folks like you are just a bunch of paranoids. Well, the definition of paranoia is unfounded fear. Ladies and gentlemen, our fears are founded on evidence and facts and history. We are not paranoids.
Well,
we
you
are
know,
patriots, and we love this country, and I'm not going to go on my knees.
All right, well, I think that you're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you, when there really are, when there really is a group of people who want a fascist America, and they believe in a ruling elite, and they will tell you they believe in a ruling elite. And if you read their writings, they say that the average individual is just too dumb to look after himself. They're going to have to be controlled, which is what Professor Quigley said in his book, Tragedy and Hope.
That's right.
Why should we be surprised that these people are conniving behind the scenes, of course, to bring about this dictatorship in America? And that's what, they're putting in all the video cameras, and they're putting in all the IRIS scans and the ID cards, and tracking your telephone calls and tracking your cars. They're not interested in fighting terrorism.
Of course
they
not.
Were, they would be doing this to the Muslims. Oh, no, we couldn't do that. We couldn't racially profile. No, we've just got to do this to all the American people. That's how we're going to fight terrorism. What's wrong with that story? We got Mike on the line. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. I just want to ask Dave a question. If he has heard any of the discussions regarding Flight 77, a scenario involving the 757 nosing up before striking the Pentagon, and there being F-16 flying in the radar shadow, so to speak, of the 757, and that being the plane that struck the Pentagon with its missiles, exploding.
All right,
or being fired into the building right ahead of the jet fighter.
All right. How would you respond to that?
Well, we've heard many different reports. There was one that was actually a cargo plane that flew over the Pentagon, and then it was and released some sort of a drone or something like that. Now, I can't say or comment to the validity of any of these reports. Some folks say it was a smaller plane that was loaded with explosives. And, of course, the Pentagon itself, when they at first said, you know, gave an explanation as to how the 750 slammed in, they said it was in a hard bank, and it was tipped way over to one side. Well, if that were the case, of course, one wing would have been way up in the air, and fuel would have spilled over the top of the Pentagon, because the Pentagon is about 78 feet high. And when you take an airplane with a 125-foot wingspan and put it into a hard bank, one wing is going to be lower than the other, and of course the fuel, the wings have fuel in them, and of course the fuselage would have been well above ground level. So, I mean, again, you can have a million lies, but you can only have one truth. The whole point of this video documentary was to focus on the video and photographic evidence and question the official story, because the official story just does not hold water. I don't know what really happened, but the video and photographic evidence screams that what they've told us is a lie.
And I think, Mike, what you have to understand is they've got all of these false stories. They're planting all of these stories to confuse us, like the stories of the passports that mysteriously flooded the air in New York City and, of course, in Pennsylvania. Everything else is incinerated, but those passports survive to help us identify who those terrorists were. There's so many holes in this whole story. You can take any one of them. They knew the attack was coming in April of the year 2000. One of the terrorists defected and came into the FBI office in Newark, New Jersey, and said, "I'm a terrorist. Here, I've been trained to hijack your 747s and crash them into your buildings."
Well, again, see, Stan, we don't even know if that's true.
Right.
I mean, the point is that we don't know what is real and what is not real, because the propaganda has been, and as you so astutely have pointed out numerous times, they will plant information. They will put information out there for public consumption. They will put all kinds of information. In some cases, they'll put very damning information out just to throw a bone out there to all the conspiracy theorists out there. The whole point here is that we know that there's a rabbit trail. There is no doubt whatsoever that there is a rabbit trail out there.
And if there's a rabbit trail, there's got to be a rabbit.
That's exactly right. But the whole point of this video footage is to force the powers that be and American people out of their comfort zone and into the realm of a brand new, truly independent investigation and an independent panel that will investigate all of these different anomalies. Flight 93, what happened in 93? Why was there a report from WCPO television in Cincinnati at 11:43 on September 11th stating that Flight 93 had landed in Cleveland, Ohio, at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport and was evacuated. And if Flight 93 landed at Cleveland Hopkins, as was reported, an hour and 40 minutes after it supposedly crashed in Pennsylvania, then what plane crashed or was shot down in Pennsylvania? Was that Flight 175? What plane hit the South Tower if you've got something attached to the belly? Couldn't have been in a commercial airliner. These are huge questions that demand answers.
All right, fine. Mike, we're going to have to let you go. And David, let's get out your telephone number one more time, please.
Okay, it's 866-773-9469 to order your copy of 9/11 In Plain Sight, The Director's Cut. And we'll also include a free DVD if you order the DVD, America Remembers from CNN, and it has the controversial clips that some say we doctored.
One more time, the telephone number.
866-773-9469 or visit www.911inplainsight.com.
Yeah, bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you.
This is a fascinating four-tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dagan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Leif on the line from Norway. Hi, Leif, did you have a quick comment?
Yes, thank you. I didn't have a comment concerning the 9/11 and Pentagon, but as I listened to the program, I had a thought flash across my mind, which I believe was is from the Lord, from Jesus. And I hear you speak over and over again about the vast majority of the people that are so dull and so lazy, doesn't understand what's going on. And I think this is a word of wisdom for those out there that pray, that we pray to God that he will strengthen the people to receive instruction, because they are lazy, they are dull. But God needs to strengthen them, because it's not easy to live in this world now with all the stress and pressure and all this.
I agree with you totally, Leif, and we just pray for revival. We hope that God will touch the lives of these people, but they're going to have to begin to see there's a problem. It's sort of like selling life insurance. You can't sell life insurance until you convince people they're going to die. You can't get people to get involved until they realize that it's their sons and daughters who are going to be drafted. It's their cities and towns that are going to be in rubble. And if they don't get involved now and are willing to take a stand, then they'll have nobody to blame when these things happen.
Yes, well, there is a scripture that says God is looking for someone to stand in the gap. This is, I don't know exactly which book it is in, but he is looking for someone to intercede for the people. And the prayer, the specific prayer that flashed across my mind, my spirit, was strengthen the people to receive instruction like the one that you are giving out.
God bless you, and thank you so very much, Leif. It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. If you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or subscribe to our newsletters, or buy some of the products we have. We do carry the Big Berkey products, Big Berkey, Berkey Light. We carry stand-ins, radios. We carry Robinson Holmes curriculum, and then all sorts of books and videos and audio tapes that you're just not going to find elsewhere. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com and look and see them there. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, you can listen to our archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters, and please feel free to copy them and get them in other people's hands. And then, of course, you can see pictures of the Berkey products if you're interested in those as well. And we certainly have a Berkey Light. We think it's a great product, and we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to buying them. If you buy them through us, you get a four-tape set or a video that we produced free of charge. Then we hope many of you will want to get that video. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3, the 4, or the 10-hour version. And I will tell you, your children and you will never look at rock music the same after you've seen those videos. And then the new videos we're carrying, one of them came out a year ago called Megiddo 1, and now we have Megiddo 2. And they really give you the overall spiritual outlook on what's happening. And of course, I'm in for a few minutes in Megiddo 2, a relatively unimportant position. I just talk a little bit about, of course, the Georgie Guidestones and Madame Blavatsky, but they've got some great people there and great footage. They're very professionally done. And you can sit down and watch that 3 hours of video and be totally transfixed and really begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're in and what's really behind what's going on today. And then, of course, if you haven't seen my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched the video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard the tape, you can get them separately or get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness special. Your job, of course, is to tell others about our program and encourage them to listen. You know, and they may start out thinking we're crazy. Before long, they usually end up being afraid we're not, and they begin to see what's going on today. Because if you look at things logically, nothing really makes sense. What are we really doing over there in the Middle East? Are we fighting because Saddam Hussein was a wicked man? Absolutely, he was a wicked man, but we kept him in power. We financed Saddam Hussein. If you doubt that, you can give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the Washington Post clipping. Tells how we financed Saddam. We backed him all during the 1980s. Why would we back a man who was so evil? He was torturing the people. He was killing people on a massive scale. Why would we back a man like that? Maybe for the same reason that we're torturing our prisoners at Guantanamo and in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And this is official government policy. Why would a Christian government do that? A Christian-based government do that? Well, there are a lot of unanswered questions out there, and that's what we try to do, is get you to think and try to understand what's going on. So if you have not yet seen my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Or you can get The Brotherhood of Darkness, the video and the audio tape all together, The Brotherhood of Darkness special for $29.95. And then, of course, you should get my video, Iraq, The Untold Story, because it gives you the history of all the wars of the last century, how they were all contrived. And, of course, the average American really doesn't understand that. But, of course, an awful lot of boys died. And, you know, the Spanish-American War and the First World War and the Second World War. And then, of course, in Korea and in Vietnam. And not many died in the First Gulf War, but over 400,000 to 500,000 that were ill today. We're not getting the truth, and of course we're sending our boys over. We're giving them experimental vaccines again. An awful lot will survive the war. They just won't survive the vaccinations. And if you haven't seen our video, then they're called a genocide. You need to get that. It's also available, 1-800-544-8927. It'll tell us how they're poisoning the American people with fluoride and aspartame and mercury. Then they're called a genocide. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.